guys, my name is Irina Kwon. I'm a private investor, businesswoman, and person who all the time study and learn how to improve your cash flow every day, every week, every month. And today I will share with you information for the client, and for me it was very interesting. You know that I find interesting investment in Europe or abroad, and also I'm very interested in investment in the United States. So when I'm searching to buy a house and condominium, doesn't matter, like apartment investment in the United States, for me was surprised that, for example, people buy houses and I see like 10 of the houses that they buy, for example, like two bedroom, and after I come inside and I see this house have three bedroom, or this house was originally four bedroom but right now they have only two bedroom from four bedroom, and I just start to ask a question like, how it's possible? Because in abroad, in Europe, if you buy a house, for example, three bedroom, and you want to sell it, you need to show on a document that it's three bedroom house. And if you change anything, you need to officially change your documents and go and record these documents. In the United States, no. I know some couple, or like one woman who buy, and she very common, I see they change garage for one extra bedroom, or they change garage for the offices. And one time I see just completely awesome design that they make from one bedroom kitchen. From kitchen they did living room, and from living room they did huge dining room, and from garage they make extra bed. And for me it was a surprise, because if they want to sell, for me it was a very big question that you need to replace all documents, because if you look original house and if you look house right now, it's completely different. And they never have dining room, and they have garage right now. It's like they have something what they don't have before. But in United States, you don't need to do any change with documents. You don't need to record it anything, because in United States, surprise, they buy and sell square feet. They buy only how much was the square feet house. So if house was 1,500 square feet, they must sell 1,500 square feet house. If they buy 2,000 square feet, they must sell 2,000 square feet. How they replace, what design, what they fix it, what inside, if they change and have bigger windows, if they broken door and make this like window, or they make from garage office, and if they make from bedroom dining room, nobody care. If you buy in your deed official documents 2,000 square feet house, you need to sell 2,000 square feet house on end, and it's it. What you do with your house, how you redesign it, it's nobody business. For me it's a surprise. I don't know about this. What about you guys? Do you know this or not? If not, please make a question, subscribe, make a comment, and let's help each other. Speak with you soon. Bye.